Hey there. Thanks for joining me on this edition of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie Hake, and I'm your host. Today, we'll be talking all about wedding dress shopping. And how can you still shop when, quite frankly, your body image sucks?
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
A few weeks ago, I went wedding dress shopping with my mom, my sister, my niece, and let me paint you the picture of what this expectation was in my mind. I thought I was going to try on one or two, maybe three or four dresses. I was going to feel so glamorous. You know, I for sure was going to cry. There would probably be like fireworks and streamers that came from the sky once I decided and I said yes to the dress. People were going to pop champagne, like a flash mob was going to occur. Like, I really thought it was going to be this magical Cinderella, just mind-blowing experience. At least that is what all the magazines, all the TV shows, Instagram, everything that I have ever seen painted that expectation for me. Now, let me share with you a little bit what my reality was. So I went to three stores. I tried on probably, I don't know, I might be exaggerating, but it felt like maybe 50 gowns. And they were all beautiful. They were all so pretty. Like, don't get me wrong. Gorgeous, gorgeous gowns. But I am one of the most indecisive people. And it really got me to thinking, if I am having this, you know, less than magical experience, how do people feel who really have not worked through body image and are feeling this pressure to lose weight and get to a certain body type and look a certain way and, you know, shred for the wedding? What an awful experience this probably is. You're overwhelmed. I guess depends where you go. Again, this is my experience. Yours may have been different. I hope yours is better. And it wasn't, I don't mean for it to sound like it was negative. It was all great. But I want to normalize the situation for anybody who's had a similar experience when shopping for a big event like this. So you walk into the store and there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of different gowns. And already you're kind of feeling the pressure, especially if you're sticking within a certain budget. You know, I wanted to stick within a certain range, and already they're showing you these dresses that are outside of your range, but telling you, don't worry about it. You know, we'll figure it out. You know, you try things on, and at first it's kind of fun, but then you step into these gowns and they pull it super tight and, you know, to where you almost can't breathe with like these crazy different sizes. So then you don't even really know what size you are. And then you stand on a stage in front of people. And luckily, you know, it was just my sister and my mom, obviously two of the people that I'm closest with. And people are just staring at you. And then the women, the saleswomen are feeding you compliments. I know at one place in particular, it got to a point where it was like, okay, your comments don't really feel genuine. I feel like you're feeding off of what I'm saying. You're kind of telling me what I want to hear to make me buy the dress and, you know, just telling you all these things. And I just imagine like somebody who didn't feel confident or 100% standing on a gown half naked in front of all these people, like all the millions of things that could be running through your mind. And I could so see, and it broke my heart because I could just imagine that girl who's, maybe it's you, who's listening to this podcast, who leaves in tears, feeling overwhelmed, insecure, and just this overwhelming pressure of this desire to change your body size in order for this big event. So finally, about after three stores, and the next day I went back, I ended up getting a dress, and I got something totally unique outside of what I normally would, but that's me. Cue the song, I'm different. But I want to give you six tips that you can take, whether you're wedding dress shopping, whether you're shopping for, you know, depending on when you're listening to this, maybe you've got a Christmas party coming up or some sort of big event or just another time where you just don't feel good about yourself. Like, you're just not in a good space. You're working on it. Yeah. But day by day, right now in the moment, you don't like the way your body looks. And so how can we, when we've got to work through this, when we've got to go shopping, you got to go to the event because, you know, staying inside and pouting about it isn't an option. How can we at least make that a little bit better and help you take a few more steps closer to finding a happier, more confident you. Now, before we get into these tips, I do want to invite you to head on over to Facebook. You can do it right from your phone or wherever you're listening to this. Just go to Facebook and search Fit Friends Tribe. Over there is our online community where we share all sorts of tips and we talk about each week's episode. So it's an opportunity for you to connect with other like-minded women who are also struggling with the same things that you're struggling with. So it's a place for us to celebrate each other's wins, vent about the challenges that we're going through, and just a positive place for you to connect. Okay, tip number one is give yourself permission to buy clothes that are comfortable. And I know this isn't easy to say. You know, we always say, okay, well, I'm going to buy this when I'm at this size. Or, you know, we hold on to certain clothes with hopes that when we get to that size or we lose a certain weight. But throw that out the door. Give yourself permission that part of learning to respect your body and where you're at is just accepting the fact where you are, right? You're not going to lose 10 pounds overnight. You're not going to gain 10 pounds overnight. So let's face the facts where we are right now, and let's at least make ourselves feel comfortable in the moment. So giving yourself permission to buy clothes that fit. I actually took my own advice for this when we went to Ireland over the spring, and you know, I felt at a larger size than I normally am. And rather than feeling uncomfortable walking around in jeans all day, I went and bought a different pair of jeans. And you know what? It made my travel experience so much better because I knew I was going to eat more. I knew my weight would fluctuate. And rather than worrying about that and being self-conscious about the way that my jeans were fitting the whole trip, I bought some jeans that fit. And it was one less trigger for me to think about while on that vacation, which allowed me to really just experience and be more present in the things that really mattered. Now, these next two tips are actually from the creators of the intuitive eating movement. So Evelyn Tribbley and Elise Resch. So if you haven't already, check out that book. It is life-changing. And if you go back to some episodes prior, we really dive into some of the principles of intuitive eating and talk a lot more about that. So tip number two is start with picking out two sizes bigger than normal. So if you normally wear a size 8, well, then go pick out a size 10 and a 12. And I know you don't like going to pick sizes that you're not in, or maybe you've never been in those sizes, but you know what? You're probably going to feel better going down a couple sizes than if you pick a size and you have to go up. So just start from the bat, grab sizes larger than you normally are, and start there. Tip number three, once you get in the dressing room, try on your clothes facing away from the mirror. Once you've got the clothes on, let's say it's pants or jeans or dress, whatever it is that you're trying on, ask yourself, how does it feel? Maybe actually, you know, touch the sides. How does the fabric feel? How does it fit against your body? Can you breathe in it? Can you walk in it? And if it checks the boxes that mean it feels good to you, then turn around. And if not, if automatically you're like, I can't breathe, this is pulling me in this certain area and I just don't feel comfortable, then don't even turn around in the mirror. Just take it off because you don't even need to see it. If you know you don't feel good in it, what's the point in turning around and potentially being a trigger for all these different negative thoughts that can come in your mind? Tip number four, maybe you're at a point where you don't even want to leave the house. You don't want to go shopping. That sounds like the worst thing that you could do. Well, maybe you try a subscription box like Stitch Fix or Rent the Runway. I know Rent the Runway, I've used myself a couple times and had an awesome experience because you pay one price and they actually send you multiple sizes. So you can, you know, if you do your measurements, but you're really not sure because, you know, you've never tried on the clothes, you can actually order two different sizes so that you have that wiggle room that when it comes, you know that you can pick either or. Another thing that I love about Rent the Runway is they have real women post pictures of themselves in the dress. And so you can really see what the dress looks like on different body types. People give awesome feedback about, you know, this is the way it fits and this is how it feels. And it may not be a good option if you've got a bigger chest or, you know, shorter legs. And so it really kind of sets up this realistic expectation versus sometimes when we look at something online, it's on, you know, a 6'10". Oh my, that's a tall woman. It's on a tall, skinny, photoshopped person. person that is just not even equivalent or even comparable to a body type that somebody actually lives in. Like I said, Stitch Fix is one that I have personally not used, but I have lots of friends who have done it, have enjoyed it. But I have used Rent the Runway, so I'll be sure to put some discount codes in the show notes. I think it's for $30 off your first box or rent, whatever you want to call it. Tip number 5 is stop the comparison. When you find yourself comparing your body to somebody else's, do something to distract yourself. If you walk into a room, if it's in a social setting, see what else. If you're drawn to somebody's body, see if you can just notice and start to talk about in your head or out loud. That's fine too. People just might think you're crazy. What can you point out? What do you notice about other things in the room, right? Rather than focusing on somebody's body, what else do you notice? What color is the carpet? Are there lights? What's the furniture? Look at somebody's hair. Look at the pictures on the wall. Like just start to talk in your head and notice different things that are going on around you so that you can distract yourself and almost redirect where those thoughts are going so you're not focusing on body or body image. Now, maybe this isn't in a social setting, or maybe you also find yourself comparing, especially on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram. So if it's on social media, I want you to just vow to yourself right now to just cut it out. If you are following a person or an account that just, when you look at those pictures, it just makes you feel ick and it makes you feel worse about yourself, just unfollow. If it's somebody that you're close with and you don't actually want to unfollow them, there's the option to actually, you can still follow them, but they don't show up in your feed anymore. You can mute them or block them. So there's none of that Insta drama that they don't have to worry about you unfollowing, that you just don't see them. Because girlfriend, let's be real, you just don't have the time. You do not have the time, nor is it worth your energy to waste it on things in your feed that don't fill up your soul, fill up your brain, and make you feel positive. Like, you just don't have time for all that negativity. There's enough of that in the outside world. We don't need extra consuming from our phones. And the last tip is, when you find yourself thinking negatively about one body part, see if you can counter it with at least 3 positives. So for example, let's say you're looking in the mirror, you catch some cellulite on your thighs. Your brain goes to, oh my gosh, my cellulite, I hate it. Counter that with, but these legs give me the ability to walk around and shop and check out all these different options. These legs are strong and allow me to squat heavy weights. These legs actually allowed me to move my own furniture, move my bed, move my bookshelf all on my own. I guarantee you, you can come up with at least 2, if not 3 positive things, or at least things that you're grateful for that maybe you normally take for granted about a certain body part. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. You can find me on Instagram at KT, Katie Hake, or find us on the podcast Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour. And also know that you're always welcome to hop on over to Facebook, join our community where we talk about these episodes each week, and really use that space to support and lift each other up. All right, that's it for today's episode, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.